All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court for Tuesday, June 28, 2022. It is 10:32 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. We'll begin our meeting today as usual with an invocation today led by Commissioner Pierce, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Commissioner Bush, if you feel led to rise.
Last time I had the privilege to do the prayer, I prayed to the rain and prayed that I just want that off the air and hope to get a little rain. To God, we pause to have a thank you for the people today. We could use some rain. We appreciate you being with us today. Help us to hear things and guide us in your honor. Please be with our employees and keep them safe. In God's name we pray. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, if any of y'all have been, we stay, our emergency management department stays in regular contact with the National Weather Service area meteorologists and other meteorological forecasting agencies. And so we are anticipating there's about three systems out there, some one in the middle of the Atlantic that's not anticipated to impact us, one that's down there south of Cuba that's supposed to stay south of us, and a small disturbance in the western Gulf of Mexico that's got a low chance of formation over the next 48 hours, but which could bring us some rain Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, likely will, and that'll be a good thing so long as it's not 60 inches. Yesterday it was 2 to 5 inches. What are we looking at now, Mr. 4 to 6 inches. So we'll continue to watch that through this week. We're going to begin our agenda today a little bit out of order. Under Commissioner's Court, item D is to consider and approve a proclamation for Elder Abuse Prevention Awareness Month, and item E is consider and possibly approve a proclamation recognizing Port Arthur Senior Bowlers. Do I have a motion on those two items?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Do I have a representative for Elder Abuse Awareness Month? Yes, ma'am. Please come up to the podium. And Fred, will you make sure that microphone's on, please?
It's green.
Thank you. All right, this proclamation reads, people who are elderly or have disabilities have contributed to the general welfare of Jefferson County by helping to preserve customs, convictions, and traditions of many people from diverse backgrounds, and whereas these residents are vital and integral members of our society and their wisdom and experiences have enriched our lives, and whereas abuse of the elderly and people with disabilities in domestic and institutional settings is a widespread problem affecting hundreds of thousands of people across the country, and whereas Texas APS in-home caseworkers in Jefferson County have completed 1,073 investigations, of which 671 cases of abuse, neglect, and or exploitation were confirmed against our elderly Texans or those with disabilities in 2022. And whereas elder abuse is grossly underreported because the elderly who are being abused find it very difficult to tell anyone and are usually ashamed and sometimes afraid. And elder abuse happens to men and women of all income levels, all cultural and ethnic groups, whether they're in good health or incapacitated in some way in poor neighborhoods and in suburbia. And whereas many of the cases investigated by APS in Texas involve self-neglect, and it's our duty as citizens to reach out to people in need. Now, therefore, the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the month of June 2022 to be Elder Abuse Prevention Awareness Month in Jefferson County, and urges all citizens to work together to help reduce abuse and neglect of people who are elderly or have disabilities signed this day by the members of the Commissioners Court. Ma'am?
Good morning. Thank you, Judge Brannick. Thank you, Commissioners. Thank you to every one of our constituents that are here in this room. June is Elder Abuse Awareness Month. And one of the things that I try to begin with and also end with is the number 1-800-252-5400. We want you, if you see something, to say something. Our seniors can easily be abused, exploited, neglected, not only by family members, but there are even prominent cases of self-neglect. So I would like to have our APS workers that are here today, as well as some of our board members, to just stand where you are. Jefferson County has over 200,000 constituents in our county. And we have 4 workers in Beaumont, 6 workers in the Port Arthur area, and 2 supervisors to help us, to help our seniors and people with disabilities. We want you to call that number. Let them know that someone may need their help. Don't be afraid of someone saying, well, you turned us in. They are adult protective services. They are here to help protect us, those of us who are seniors. I look 25, y'all. I'm on that 60 mark. I'm always there. Praise God. But we want to let you guys know that you have someone here to support you. The workers are paid workers by Adult Protective Services, but our board members, and I've been president now for about 9 years, I think. I've been involved with the board for 15 years. Our goal as community resources is to support these workers who are there to support you guys. So if you don't remember anything from today, 1-800-252-5400. Call that number. You can make anonymous report. You can actually self-report. Your children don't have a right to your stuff. That's your stuff. They got to get theirs. Your children don't have a right to make you feel bad. Your neighbors don't have a right to make you feel bad because of what you've been blessed with. So to protect yourself, we have awesome people standing at your side. So we want to thank you, Judge Brannick, the Commissioner's Court, the City of Beaumont, Nederland, Port Arthur, Groves, everyone who takes the time to make that phone call. We want to thank you for doing that because I am my brother's keeper. So if nothing else, 1-800-252-5400. See something, say something.
Thank you so much. And I want to express my appreciation to you because of my jurisdiction over probate guardianship and mental health cases. I often become aware of potential cases of either abuse, neglect, or exploitation, and have had the opportunity to call on numerous occasions, have always received responsive service. As a matter of fact, I called last week about a case of abuse of adult disabled individual, and the response was very quick, and I appreciated that. So thank you so very much to all the workers for what you do to protect our elderly population and those who are disabled.
Thank you. And we'll do a photo op maybe later, or are you ready?
Ma'am?
A quick photo?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, if y'all want to come up here.
Come on.
We can stand up back here.
Yes, sir, we'll come to you.
Thank y'all.
Good job. Thank you. Thank you for what you do.
Hey, Bob.
That's right. God make it. Next, if representatives of Port Arthur Senior Bowlers would come up. The Commissioner Senegal, has a proclamation he's going to read.
All you ladies, come up. Stand up.
Come up here.
No, right there at the podium.
Oh, right there, okay.
Whereas Port Arthur Bowler Senior Rec Center, the seniors represented the Port Arthur Parks and Recreation very well in San Antonio State and Fort Lauderdale National Olympic Games. Whereas all seniors placed in all ages category, age ranging from 59 to 79 years old. Whereas Port Arthur Bowlers are more than just bowlers, they are a part of Port Arthur Senior Recreation Center, which has multiple activities for seniors such as dancing, exercising, swimming, arts and crafts, and senior prom dance and many community events. Now therefore it be resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas does hereby proclaim June 28, 2022 Port Arthur Bowler Senior Day in Jefferson County, signed by Judge Brannick, Commissioners Court.
Okay.
Introduce yourself, Deb.
All right, thank you very much. I'm Deborah Welch and
Roxana Barrett.
Yvonne Field.
Beverly Higgins.
And also, we're with the Port Arthur Rec Center that's catered to seniors. And also, we with the RSVP program. I'm sure everybody familiar with that. And we go to nursing homes and we have dance for them. We do line dancing. And people invite us to their parties, believe it or not, because we help them get started, which we do. That's what we do. And we also have given, my church had given a fundraiser where we went and taught some dances. So we try to do a lot of things with the community and help out, and we try to volunteer. But also, and we're trying to get more people involved. Mrs. Hunt, Geraldine Hunt, is over us at the Port Arthur Rec Center. And we do various competitions they have. We have a swim team. Well, one lady used to swim. We had a lady that does golf, Lady B, and besides us, the bowlers, and we did place. We have medals. We had gone to San Antonio and Fort Lauderdale. We had just gone, about a month ago. And Yvonne, well, we all played, but Yvonne and Roxanne, out of 12,000 people now, this is something to think about, they placed four. They got ribbon. They didn't get medal, but they got a ribbon. That's pretty good to say out of 12,000 people that we, yeah. So we had a wonderful time. They placed four. So we want to thank you, Mr. Oh, yeah, and also when we go to San Antonio, like usually April and March and April, and we qualify for the next year of the national. So next year we go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yes, so we had gone to Albuquerque, about 2 years before that. Yeah, so we try to do our best and represent the seniors. So,
right.
Yeah, thank you for having us, Mr. Senegal.
Yeah.
I
just want to say that, you know, I've been in office now 15 years prior to this on the city council, and they've been very active. I mean, this is just a small sample of how many people they have in their group. I do lunch in the park, and they usually dance.
Oh, that's right. We do that.
And they usually dance at lunch in the park. I mean, a diverse group, too. I mean, so
right.
They've asked me to dance, but I have a bad knee. And also, I've been trying to talk Judge Brannick, who's older than me, to join this group. We're classmates, but he failed 3 or 4 times. So
I think he's getting out of line dancing and into lying dancing.
So thank y'all for coming. All right. I think y'all don't just represent Port Arthur. You represent Jefferson County, Southeast Texas.
Okay, well, good.
And
we'll think
sure
of it like
I
that.
I think y'all may need to add that little name to it because y'all do it well from East Coast to West Coast. And thank
That's
y'all.
Right.
I think it was only fitting that we recognize y'all in court today.
Okay, thank you all for having us and recognizing
you.
Us.
All right, next out of order under County Court at Law Number 2 is to consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Melanie Smith for 21 years and 5 months of dedicated service to Jefferson County Court at Law Number 2 and to the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. So Melanie, would you like to come up to the lectern, please? And you can bring that other guy with you. This resolution reads, whereas Melanie Smith has devoted 21 years and 5 months serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and has gained exceptional knowledge and experience throughout her tenure with Jefferson County, starting as a part-time secretary to the Commissioner of Precinct 4, Commissioner's Office, then transferring to become a criminal court's receptionist and achieving promotion to the position of court coordinator in County Court Law Number 2. Whereas Melanie has dedicated her exceptional work ethic, knowledge, and experience to maintain and progress Jefferson County Commissioner of Precinct 4, County Court at Law Number 3, and County Court at Law Number 2, and has gone above and beyond what was asked of her. Her knowledge and exceptional service have earned the respect of many of the citizens of Jefferson County, as well as of her colleagues. She served under Commissioner Ed Moore, Commissioner Connie Patterson, Judge John Paul Davis, Judge G.R. Lupe Flores, Judge Corey Crenshaw, and Judge Terrence L. Holmes. That's a lot of black robes to put up with. And having made a significant contribution to all these offices, she is recognized for her dedication for promoting the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, as well as her generosity to all who have had the privilege of working with her throughout her career. And whereas Melanie is looking forward to spending more time with her family, exploring new adventures, and spending more time shopping and traveling, now therefore be it resolved that Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Melanie Smith for her dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement.
Wow, time really flies. And it's time for me to say goodbye. But I don't like goodbyes because they're hard and they're sad. So I'll say hello to a new adventure and the next chapter. I'd like to thank my former bosses, my family, my colleagues, and all my friends. I'm not saying goodbye. I'm saying I'll see you later. And lastly, I want to thank my husband and God above for making this day possible. Thanks for the opportunities.
Well, we have a flag.
Man, I think you need to introduce your husband. I don't think a lot of people know him. I'll let you off that easy, man. Some people may not. That's Jamie.
You can introduce Jamie. I'm pretty sure they know him and not me.
Well, that's Jamie Smith. Melanie, congratulations, and looking forward to you. Maybe he won't follow you because I know you're trying to get away from Jamie. So. Being in the courthouse with him, how long now? 15 years? Yeah, you deserve a break. Thank you.
So he has to stay.
All right. We're going to go to our regular agenda now. And then normally what we do is have public comment at the end of our court sessions, but because we have an agenda that is an item which relates to purchase of new voting machines, which has garnered some attention, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through the rest of the agenda, then we'll open it up for public comment, because it does us a little good to open it up for public comment after we voted. And I would just ask that if everyone could keep their comments to around 2 minutes, because I'm sure we'll have repetitive comments. The members of the court would appreciate it, although we don't want to stop you from saying anything unique or new that we might not have considered. So we will Begin with items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for invitations for bid for a term contract for asphalt products for Jefferson County. Item B is consider and approve specifications for an invitation for bid for a term contract for disaster and emergency repair service and installation of electrical services for Jefferson County pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326. Item C is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with Honesty Environmental Services, Inc. to perform asbestos consulting survey services for community development block grant disaster recovery home buyout acquisition program for Jefferson County for a cost of $695 per residence pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326. Item D is to approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for requests for proposals for professional grant administration and management services for community development block grant disaster recovery 2019 infrastructure competition for Jefferson County pursuant to 262 Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326. Item E is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for the RFP for the upgrade of the Jefferson County Nortel Avia CS1000B and 4CS1000B phone system. Item F is to receive and file renewal for security services and personnel for Jefferson County for a second 1-year renewal with Allied Universal Security Services from December 31st, 2021 to December 30th, 2022, with a 6% CPI increase stated in the terms of the contract. Item G is to execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for inmate clothing and supplies for Jefferson County for a third 1-year renewal with Acme Supply Limited from July 12, 2022 to July 11, 2023. Item H is to execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for herbicides for Jack Brooks Regional Airport for a second 1-year renewal with Red River Specialties from August 19, 2021 to August 18, 2022 with price increases shown on Attachment A due to product, manufacturer, fuel, and labor price increases. Item I is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract extension for emergency disaster assistance recovery for Jefferson County with DRC Emergency Services, LLC, for an additional 60 days to expire October 4th, 2022. Item J is to execute, receive, and file a contract renewal for a term contract for Armored Car Service for Jefferson County for a third 1-year renewal with Rochester Armored Car Company from March 29th, 2022 to March 28th, 2023. Item K is to execute, receive, and file a contract renewal for automated teller machine installation and operation for Jefferson County for a fourth 1-year renewal with Citywide ATM from April 1st, 2022 to March 31st, 2023. Item L is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for pest control services for Jefferson County for a third 1-year renewal with Attaboy Termite and Pest Control, Inc. from July 13th, 2022 to July 12th, 2023 with proposed price increases shown on Attachment A due to the product manufacturer price increases. Item M is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an engagement letter for the audit of financial statements of the government activities ended September 30, 2022 for Jefferson County to Patella Brown and Hill, LLP, in accordance with the RFP. And item N is to consider and possibly approve an interdepartmental transfer of 2019 Ford Fusion from Criminal District Court to the Service Center as authorized by Local Government Code Section 262.011. Jay. Now, before I get a motion and a second back on item D, what action do you need from the court? Have you selected someone? I did not see a list of.
It's confidential. It's an RFP. We're negotiating with the highest ranking member.
Okay. So you don't need any selection by the members of the court? Okay, do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Been moved?
Second.
Seconded, discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider approval of budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional costs for repairs. Item B is consider and approve a budget amendment for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for replacement of a mower. Item C is consider and approve a budget transfer for risk management for purchase of a printer, webcam, and USBs in the amount of $800. Item D is receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending May 31st, 2022. And item E is regular county bills, check numbers 496290 through 496560. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider possibly approve, receive, and file a final copy of Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 4's annual audit report fiscal year into September 30th, 2021, pursuant to the Health and Safety Code. Item B is consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute separated conditional deeds of gift for the UH-1 utility helicopter, a tank, a howitzer, two howitzers, an 8-inch gun, from the U.S. Army Tank Automotive and Armaments Command to Jefferson County for our Veterans Park. Item C is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute an amendment to the amended property tax agreement between Jefferson County and Aditya Birla Chemicals to insert the correct ministerial mistake in the abatement scheduled to comport with the original agreement that the abatement will cease in 2027. We've already covered items D and E. Do I have a motion on items A through C?
So moved.
Been moved. Seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Treasurer, we have one item to receive and file the investment schedule for May 2022, including the year-to-date earnings on county fund. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Been moved. And seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under engineering, we have four items. Item A is consider and approve a plat of the Dunn subdivision, 102.691 acres, lying in the Ramsey Parker survey, section 158, abstract 651 of Jefferson County, located off Todd and England Road in precinct number 3. It's not within any extraterritorial jurisdiction and has met all of the Jefferson County platting requirements. Item B is to execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit to Chevron Phillips Chemical Company for the purpose of constructing, maintaining, or repairing a pipeline for distribution crossing Cragen Road, Burrell, Wingate Road, and LaBelle Road in Precinct 2 and 3. Item C is to execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit to Chevron Phillips Chemical for the purpose of constructing, maintaining, or repairing a pipeline for distribution crossing Cragen Road in Precinct 3. And item D is to execute, receive, and file a utility permit to Spectrum Gulf Coast LLC for the placement of fiber optic cable along Hildebrandt Road in Precinct Number 2. Do I have a motion on those items under engineering?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner
Second.
Senegal. Seconded by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And lastly, under human resources, we have one item to consider and possibly approve an amendment to Jefferson County Personnel Email Policy, Section 5.12, regarding email access and security, which we previously discussed. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bush.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion?
Yeah, Judge, before we vote on this item, I want to get clarification by Carrie or Quentin, whoever's responsible, that where's Jeff? Mm-hmm. That there's no financial responsibility by the employee, nor are you may be potentially held responsible for open records, but if it's not pertaining to anything that you do, just signing in and you're not responsible.
Right.
I want to get
that's
that. Yes. I want to put that on the record.
Okay.
I think I understand your question, Commissioner, but this policy does not change anything under the Open Records Act. Items that were subject to the Open Records Act are still going to be that way. Nothing changes. There are a lot of protections under the law for employees around that. As far as financial liability, there's none that I'm aware of on any particular employee.
Thank you, Kerry.
And we did make that change we discussed in the workshop.
That's correct.
All right. Anything further? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Lastly, we're going to talk about the purchase of election equipment. So at this point, we will open it up to public comment if there be any. I know I've gotten somewhere around 60 emails, so I've gotten some public comment, but I'm going to open it up for individuals who wish to come to the lectern and make any comments they might have. Did you have something?
Yes, Judge, real quick, before we even go any further, asking the court that we table this item for two reasons. One, that my colleague is not here, sucker. He did send a letter in, but I think he being here would be pertinent to this, voting on this, and that I would ask, and I don't know if it's Quentin, you would have to correct me, and Deb, that we would get an itemized, there's $3.2 million that the state's going to provide to pay for this equipment, right? But if we get, one thing I did not see is an itemized description of what the needs and what equipment they're going to provide Jefferson County. I think it should have been pertinent that they give us that information that you need this, this, and this, and that. And I don't think either company has done that. They gave us an explanation of what they could provide. And I asked last week that we go, if we go over $3.2 million, which sometimes this equipment can cost you $5 million, who's responsible for that? So I don't just think we should write a free check to either company without getting itemized. Projected, and as I have it here, have both vendors give a projected itemized tally of the voting needs of Jefferson County based on the past and future voting needs.
Okay, let me respond to one part of that, which is under no circumstances are we going to spend more than a grand. Is that correct, Ms. Leeser?
Yes.
Both systems come in some cases, substantially lower, depending on what add-ons you get and so forth. But I know we're not going to spend any more than what's in the grant. On the second issue of putting this off, tell me if we put it off, we're not meeting next week. So if we put it off to July 12th, what does it do to your time frame? Because that's what's most important. But in all fairness, I because of the death of Commissioner Pierce's mother and his inability, we thought Thursday that he was not going to be able to be here. And so we were going to put it off till a point in the future to allow all five members of the court. So I do want to be fair to Commissioner Alford, unless it's going to cause issues with any of the logic testing and all that kind of stuff. So I guess we need to hear from you.
Of course, sooner the better for us, but I understand that it's up to the commissioners to decide that. I mean, we should have, we will have to, and we have a 45-day deadline with the Secretary of State for our first testing with them, and so that would be the end of September, but we need to get the equipment delivered, figure out. We have a lot to figure out about our storage space and how much equipment we need and how we're going to store it, how we're going to transport it, what we're going to put them in to transport it. There are a lot of details to cover, but if you all, we will work with you in any way possible.
Right, and based on just what you said, is why I'm asking that they give an itemized, detailed description of what our needs are.
Here's what I keep going back to. What they told us repeatedly in the meetings and in our workshops here in court is it depends on what we order. I think they can give us a price per machine.
Well, it with all due respect, it's going to be complicated because they need to come see our facility. They need to figure out how we were hoping to lay this out. We do want some that are ballot on demand, paper ballot, some that are electronic. We're going to have to do a lot deeper dive with each vendor. It's going to take some time to get those bids finalized. When we started down this path, there were, do we put wheels on the bag? Do we not put wheels on the bag? How much more is it going to cost? There are little intricacies like that that will help us get to our final number. But the bottom line is each vendor said they would be within the $3.2 million. So I think we need to just get a vendor and start going. So
right, and I totally understand that, and I still stand that writing a blank check for $3.2 million, not knowing what you're going to need, is something that I can't support. Thank you. For either vendor, thank you.
Do either of you have objections to our tabling this until the 12th?
It's kind of like the same thing. This is slow. Because if I understood it right, if we don't make the November deadline, our grant gets cut in half.
Yes, sir.
So that's significant.
Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who have shown up today to voice your opinions on this issue or to support, deepest apologies to each of you for burdening your schedules and taking time out of your schedules unnecessarily. I would hope that, we will hear this. We're going to be in a pinch, I guess, no matter what happens on July 12th, but we will need to do this. But I think it's an issue where all members of the court need to be present. If your schedules allow, I'd really appreciate you coming back and voicing your opinion with respect to the equipment. And I guess that's all I can say is I apologize if I unfairly impinged on your schedule. All right, well then we'll table that item and we will open up the floor for public comment related to any items that came before the court today. If any member of the public wishes to make public comment, if anyone is present online or via telephone, you'll need to press *6 to unmute your line. But we are open for public comment at this point. Okay, so she was not coming to the podium. All right.
That was a fake.
Hearing none. Does any member of the Commissioner's Court have anything it wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
No, Judge, I just want to say thank you to you and the court for recognizing my concerns.
You recognize people on the phone?
Is there anyone on the phone who wishes to speak? All right. If not, We will adjourn this meeting of the Commissioner's Court, and we'll be back on July 12th, excuse me. Thank you.
It was nice to see you. I will. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.